Imagine you're a teenager, 1957. You place your shiny hard-earned nickel into the coin slot. Think of it. All your favorite bands playing all their greatest hits. And any time you want, you make your selection, guiding your chosen 45 RPM disc onto the magical turning table, center stage. Then, like a gentle nurse, an arm holding the needle lowers itself and finds its way into the groove. You turn around, knowing the song you've chosen more than anything else tells the world what you're all about.
I'm a jammy lad, I've got the smashing bird, and my
trousers are... And this leads directly to the 1960s. Oh, well, time to get this butte to the antique shop. Ta, boys!
All your favorite bands playing all their greatest hits anytime you want. Ferb, I know what we're going to do today.
Hello and welcome to episode 59 of Palco, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 59th day of summer, and this means it is the day that GCR continues our new cartoon review podcast for the summers of 2016 and 2017. This year, celebrating 10 years of Phineas and Ferb. This is our last Season 2 cartoon review, and then next time in Episode 60, we'll do the Season 2 recap. Today we have Make Play, and Candace gets busted.
Ooh.
Apparently this is a Candace party.
Candace party. Feel bad for Candace. Yep. Poor Candace.
Poor Candace. Alright, so we're gonna go to the Princess of Drusselstein after this.
At 2 o'clock you have Gala Ball, at 2:30 you have Premier Gala, at 3 o'clock you have Gala Gala Oxen Free.
Yes, yes, but when do we make shopping at Fun American Mall time?
Well, we have 11 minutes until Gala Gathering, so maybe we make 6 minutes for American shopping at mall.
Oh, thank you, Royal Fake Daddy Chaperone Servant Geyser Blint. Ah, Stacy, I tell my mom I'm heading to the mall to get some makeup, and she hands me a list of other stuff I have to get. What do I have to do everything? Shop at the mall, bust my brothers?
Technically, you don't have to bust your brothers.
Oh, really, Stacy? Well, they're not gonna bust themselves.
We are back, and it is time to make play where Candace switches places with a princess who looks just like her. But the ongoing antics of Phineas and Ferb prevent her from enjoying the royal luxuries, even for a day. Meanwhile, Phineas and Ferb enlist the princess to help them build a giant jukebox filled with live bands, and Dr. Doofenshmirtz plans on using his claw innator to ruin his brother's dedication of the new Danville Opera House.
There you go.
I can't do opera at all. Hell no. Not for me.
Me neither. I wouldn't even try.
Nope. Not even. Not even close. I like this one. You know, I think this is fun. Them confusing Candace for a Drusselstinian princess, okay, sure. It's your standard, you know, cliche, but it's kind of cool at the same time about switching places. There have been plenty of switching places things. I mean, Freaky Friday, Trading Places, all that kind of stuff.
Was there a parent trap involving royalty?
Yes.
That's what this seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm not sure. The closest I can think of is like, what's that Anne Hathaway movie where she's like a total nerd and she ends up being a princess?
Princess Diaries franchise, yes.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, something like that, except with twins.
Yep. Oh, you had to say twins, didn't you? The Olsons.
Nasty little twins. Oh, not the Olsons. That girl's just not pretty. Sorry.
No, but the Olsons did several switching type movies when they were like right around the...
Oh, because they're twins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll buy that.
For a dollar. Giant jukebox. Yeah, we need a giant jukebox because, you know, as long as you build it, the party comes to you.
Well, you know, what's funny is Richard O'Brien. Mm-hmm. He got more lines talking about this jukebox.
Yep.
Than he has all season.
Yep.
It is crazy. I can listen to him talk all day, but, you know, he just doesn't talk enough on this show.
Yeah. Well, because he's featured, but he's not featured in every single episode.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Honestly, Ferb talks more than Lawrence.
Yeah, that's very true.
Stop breaking the fourth wall.
Yes.
Well, it is a cartoon, sir.
Yes. Stop breaking the fourth wall, Carl. Technically, you don't have to bust your brothers. Well, they're not going to bust themselves.
That's totally ironic.
Mm-hmm. And apparently,
by ironic, I mean totally ironic.
Yep.
I love that.
And apparently, according to Doof, everything works with the woot woots.
Woot woot! See, everything works with the woot woots.
With the
woot woot woot! See, everything works with the woot woots. Pair of the platypus.
What did he get? A super giant clawinator?
Yeah, it was a claw from a claw machine made out of claw machines. Because he was going to use it to pick up the Danville Opera House and embarrass his brother.
Yo, dog, we heard you like claw machines. So we put a claw machine in your claw machine so you can claw machine while you claw machine.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that didn't work either.
No. And then, of course, one of the most more emotionally scarring backstories. I won the little toy and I gave it to my mother, who immediately gave it to my brother, and he wrote his name on it, and then, you know, proceeding to write his name on my mother as well, you know, claiming her and my toy as well for the rest of our lives. Okay then, Doof.
That's a tragic backstory.
Yeah, very much so. What'd you think of this one?
You know, it's an episode. It's not the best episode. It's not the worst episode. Love Handle made an appearance, you know. Doofenshmirtz has a blimp. Doofenshmirtz in a blimp again.
Yep.
Love Handle's in the blimp. Oh, no, they're in the jukebox.
Yeah, they're in
when
the
blimp comes to carry away the jukebox. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think's going through their mind? What the hell?
This is 1984 all over again. That comes actually way right. later, but still.
I gave up the mountains of cocaine years ago. I don't know why this is happening. I love Jeremy. Hey, cute wethead, talking funny.
Yep.
That cracked me up. I don't know why that was funny. I thought it was funny. I don't normally see Candace as a redhead. She's not like... She's more of an orange head.
Yeah, but technically...
Kind of weird.
Yeah,
technically. A cute orange head, talking funny.
Yeah.
But the thing that really bothered me was at the end. Yeah. Yeah. The boys don't seem concerned at all that human lives were carried away to who knows where in the box.
Well, it was all, like I said, it was only Love Handle. Jeremy and the
exactly.
Jeremy well, and the Incidentals got out.
But here's the point. If you know that all of your inventions mysteriously disappear,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't know why. You don't know where they go. They just go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ethical to put real people inside?
No, probably not.
I don't think it is. I think that's kind of, you know, the... Of all the things Doof does that aren't inherently evil, to me, putting people inside something that you know is going to disappear might be evil. Might be a little, you know, maybe bad.
Yeah.
Even in the end, you know, he's like, oh, there you are, Perry. I'm glad you didn't die tragically and that jukebox just flew away. He didn't actually say that, I don't think, but, you know, that was the gist.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
The best line out of this episode was with Candace.
Okay.
Absolute power bores absolutely.
Finally in charge, it sucks.
Yeah. She got what she wanted, and it sucks.
Here you go, yeah. Hmm. When all of your wishes are granted, many of your dreams will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I give this one a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was an episode. It wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Totally ironic.
Yes, totally ironic. I gave it a 3 as well. So, yeah. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed several things about it. You know, I enjoyed the Doof backstory thing, and And you know, the woot woots thing with him and Perry and all that, I like that. And the thing with Candace with the, you know, absolute power and all that. And yeah,
upper class Jusselstinian speech pattern.
Let's just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, we'll be back when we find out that Candace gets busted.
First of all, it's not a party, but if it were a party, it would not be their party, it would be my party.
Candace party, Candace party.
It's not a party, it's an intimate get-together.
Candace party, Candace party.
Don't call it that, it's just a get-together.
Candace party, Candace party.
Don't spill your drink, don't drop your food, don't make the music in the house go boom. Hey, don't use my mom's good scissors, and please stay out of my room. Take your feet off the chair, no running in the house, put a coaster under that drink. Hey, these tchotchkes aren't for juggling.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you over Candace's intimate get-together.
Hey, what's this in this fishbowl? I said don't play with the remote. Hey, close the door. Were you born in a barn? Which one of you brought this goat? It's not a party, it's an intimate get-together.
Candace party, Candace party.
Don't call it that, it's just a get-together.
Candace party, Candace party.
We're talking I to the N to the T. Party.
It's for you.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
To the kitchen.
Candace party, Candace party.
Hello?
Candace?
Mom!
Candace, is that you? I can barely hear you. What's all that noise?
Candace, are you having a party?
No, Mom. It's not a party. It's an intimate get-together.
Candace party, Candace party.
Shut up!
Lawrence, there's something weird going on at home. I'm afraid we're gonna have to cancel our trip and head right back.
Oh, would you like to yank my chain?
Yes. Yes, I would.
All right, we are back, and it's time to find out just why exactly Candace gets busted. When Linda and Lawrence take a trip, they entrust Candace to be in charge of the house. Candace calls some of her friends over for a small get-together. But when throngs of uninvited guests start to participate, and it isn't long before it swells into a wild party. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is intending to get rid of the condominiums blocking his view from the local drive-in. Not very evil, Doof. Just pay them. You'll get, like, $30,000 in alimony from your wife or whatever the hell. Like, no, just go buy a movie. Buy a TV and watch it on Netflix or something. Don't.
You don't even need cable anymore, really.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Hulu, Netflix.
Yeah, this episode originally aired February 11th, 2011. So, yeah, we had plenty of that stuff by then.
A bunch of Luddites back then, man. They didn't know what they got.
Exactly.
I like the antique showerhead convention.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what antique showerheads look like.
They look like whatever was on his head. I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you know, 4 foot, 3 foot bath. Oh, God. You know, really, really small bathtubs and beds and things like that. It's like, you know, from the 1800s. When apparently everybody was so damn small back then or something or other. Oh, God.
That makes sense. Okay, I'll buy that.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Basically, any bathroom in Southern California, pretty much, is an antique showerhead because they're all made for midgets.
I'm confused. Do they hollow out the midget?
No, they're not made of midgets. No, they're not made of midgets. They're made for midgets.
See, that makes more sense. Yes.
I'm used to having the showerhead fairly close to the top of my head, and out in California, apparently, they like to have it at, you know, chest level, so, you know, you gotta duck under the damn thing like a waterfall. Oh, God.
That's right, yeah.
California, a nice place to visit, but I ain't never fucking living there.
I thought about it. I would if my wife would let me. I'd totally pick up and move to California.
Thank God anyway. She won't let you.
Candace gets busted.
Yes, Candace gets busted. What do you think?
Candace is not having a party.
It's an intimate get together. Yeah.
That's right. With a small test song.
Yep.
Just a little test song.
Yep.
Candace party. Candace party. It's just an intimate get together. Yeah. Candace party.
It's one of the catchiest songs of season two.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the party goes outside. And then the go-away-inator, can't even say that, the go-away-inator disappears them.
Yes.
I'm using disappears as a verb.
Okay.
Because that's what it did. Yeah. It made them all disappear.
It made them all disappear, and they reappeared, and there was a party in Doof's pants. My pants are full.
How many people can I fit in my pants? Let's find out. That's funny. I don't understand how his pants could expand like that. It's like he has super elastic stretch pants or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
The way he explains it is, oh, I confused this with my dry cleaning wheel. I'm like, well, how did you do that? And why do you have wheels for things, Doof? Like, seriously.
I don't understand.
I just don't understand. Oh, my God.
Totally. A platypus would have put it over the edge.
Yep.
Nope, no platypi in this Candace party.
Nope.
Candace party.
It's not a party. It's an intimate get together. Candace party.
I really like the song, you know. And Vanessa's here. She makes an appearance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still can't justify more than a 2. This whole episode made me yawn.
Oh no, I like this one. This one's at least, yeah. Oh no, it's not 5 worthy, but it's 4 worthy because I just absolutely enjoyed this. I thought this was so...
same episode.
Yeah, apparently not.
I may have had a really long day or something.
excuses.
Honestly, Vanessa alone should have pushed it up a notch. I'm not sure what happened
here.
That's
probably why I gave it a 4, most likely.
she didn't talk much. She certainly didn't sing.
Okay, so some illusions really quick before we close this out. The party in your pants tour. The fact that the party ends up in Doofenshmirtz's pants is an allusion to the Bowling for Soup tour concert.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what they say here.
Okay, sure. If they say so.
Yep. Whose line is it anyway? Doofenshmirtz ad-libbing his own movie dialogue. Maybe a nod to the Whose Line Is It Anyway game film dub, where the performers are tasked with making up lines for old foreign films. So there's that.
Sure. What's that way over there? I don't know. Let me stretch for it.
Isabella, Buford, and Baljeet do not appear in the episode.
Oh, wow. I did not notice that until after you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. This is the 7th episode with Candace's name in the title of the episode. We had Lights, Candace Action, Candace Loses Her Head, Journey to the Center of Candace, Oil on Candace, Cheer Up Candace, and Candace's Big Day.
Oil on Candace. That's clever.
That was the episode where it's the one where Beppo and his kid. It's with the one where they paint the unpainted desert.
They paint that one.
Yeah, that one. So,
not one of my favorites either, I don't think.
I like that one. That one's a good one.
All right.
That's a little fun. So.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree with you, though. These 2 episodes should have been before yesterday's.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I like these episodes, but they should have been the 2 episodes before the season finale.
Yeah.
Roller Coaster the Musical should have been the season finale.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have made more sense. It would have honestly, assuming that there is a season three, would have made me want to watch season. Would have made me want to wait 6 months for season three to come out. You know. I don't think Candace Gets Busted would make me want to wait for 6 months.
Yeah,
that's true. Asking a bit much.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back after this to close the show.
What are the odds?
Well, it is a cartoon, sir.
What did I tell you about breaking the fourth wall, Carl?
Sorry, sir.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
All right, we are back, and that's going to do it for our Season 2 cartoon coverage of Phineas and Ferb here in the podcast organization without a cool acronym. We've got Season 3 coming up. Actually, we've got the Season 2 recap coming up, and then Season 3. Season 3 is going to be interesting, because you have said in the past, I believe, that you don't remember a lot about Season 3.
I have not seen a lot of Season 3, right?
Okay, you have not seen a lot of Season 3. Okay, that's what I thought. I believe including Across the Second Dimension, season 3 is 23 episodes, or maybe not included. Maybe it's 23 episodes plus Across the Second Dimension, so...
That doesn't seem much. Yeah. You know, I've seen, like, the Marvel special and the Star Wars special.
Those are in season 4.
Oh, so there's a season 4. Never mind. Okay.
I think Marvel's in season 3, but I know Star Wars is in season 4. I'd have to look.
See, I saw those, but that was because they were big events. They put them on, like, prime time.
Yeah.
And the actual episodes, I don't think I've seen many of them. Or maybe I have, and I just haven't seen season 4, not realizing there was a season 4.
Maybe. Yeah, Mission Marvel and Star Wars are in season 4.
Jumping that shark.
No, it's all right. It's not a bad thing.
They're good episodes. I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the Marvel one, not really. Yeah.
Well,
Star Wars was. It's always nice to see a Star Wars crossover, regardless of how implausible it is.
Well, yeah, but again, yeah. It's just a cartoon.
I mean, Isabella and Han Solo in a spaceport trading barbs. That's, you know.
That's pretty funny.
You can't make that up, you know.
They did.
They did. It was pretty good. I liked it a lot.
So. All right. That's going to do it for us here on day 59 of Palka. Go over to the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave us comments over there as well. You can leave us reviews on iTunes. Please do this. To my knowledge, we still have no iTunes reviews. If we do this entire podcast without any iTunes reviews, there's something wrong with us, or there's something wrong with you people. Man. Yeah. It's like, you know. Normally when I do podcasts, whether they're good or bad, I at least get one iTunes review.
I'm going to have to break down and put one in myself.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
No, don't do that. That's cheating.
Michael Wilson has the melodic man vocals that they make my commute happy. I listen to him every day.
So join us next time when we give the season 2 recap, where we count down our top 10 favorite episodes, top 10 favorite songs, favorite moments from season 2, favorite characters, yada, 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 all that good stuff. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Michael Wilson.
And I think we're going to just give you guys a preview of season 3. So we will catch you next time here on the podcast organization without a cool acronym.
The entire party has disappeared! Of course! The same divine intervention that takes things away for you guys took the party away from me! I'm safe!
I wonder where the party went.
Someplace nice, I hope.
Well, obviously something's amiss. Let's review. The go-away anether, which missed the condo, should have zapped whatever it hit to an undesirable location. Let me check my undesirable location wheel. Stonehenge, Burbank, my pants? Why would I even ride that there? Oh, I see. I got it confused with my dry cleaning wheel. Oh, okay, but why do I have a dry cleaning wheel?
I am a dry cleaning wheel. Why do I exist?
Perry the Platypus, be a mansion. Push the reverse button, would you?
Mom and Dad are here. Hello, Mother. Father, what are you doing back so soon? I hope everything's okay.
There's a party behind me, isn't there?
Candace, I trusted you. I can't believe you threw a party.
I didn't throw a party.
Well, then, whose party is it?
Candace party! Candace party!
Young lady, you are so busted. Tell your friends to go straight home and then go straight up to your room.
Aww. Oh, man. Hey, everybody, the Candace party is over.
Aww. Candace, if it makes you feel any better, you accidentally threw the most outrageous party of the summer.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you in a week.
Oh, there you are, Perry. You missed Candace's party.
Totally. A platypus would have put it over the edge.
Me Grimlock, not podcaster. Me Grimlock King.
Since 2011, we have been taking you beyond. That's right. Tooncast Beyond has covered many cartoon series and films in our 4 years online. Now we take you even further as we reformat the podcast by covering any and all cartoon series by season. And we also have our animated film reviews. So join TFG and Mike and the rest of the GCRM crew as we give you a different cartoon review every Wednesday on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, GeekCastRadio.com. We are beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
But wait, there's more!
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am.
It's kind of obvious.
Whew. By the way, the best part was when you used him as a table. Busted!
It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.